Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 27th of December 2023. Today's topic is Pray to See and Enter. Our text today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 1 through 8. Verse 1. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. Verse 5. So Moses the servant of the Lord died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Bithpeor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Verse 8. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. Our memory verse today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 4. And the Lord said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. God's description of Moses in Numbers chapter 12 verse 3, as very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth, as against his being denied entry into Canaan that he labored so much for, serves as a great lesson for all believers. Moses abandoned the royalty of Egypt to suffer for his people. Yet, God did not spare him for a miscarriage of divine instruction. Today's Bible text shows that God cannot change his word for any person. No matter how much people revere him, or how much he or she has labored in the kingdom. While Moses' Canaan was physical, the believer's Canaan today is heaven. Yet, God will use the same criteria to determine their qualification to enter into his eternal city of gold. This calls for a daily review of one's life, in deep reflection and prayer before God. Pray for God's grace to overcome whatever will hinder you from seeing and entering the heavenly Canaan. Quote for the day: God cannot change his word. The challenge for today is: review your life daily before God. Prayer. O God, grant me the grace to enter into heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.